Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and this is another in our series of interviews with System 2009 faculty members. Today we're going to be talking with Gohar Chaudhary. Gohar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Last year, Gohar was at System 2008, and when we were using our conference format, we had 25-plus faculty members, and I think about at the end of the day, we had 29 different sessions. And Gohar was one of the very highest rated of all our speakers. So I asked him if he would consider coming to 2009 again and talking more about what he does, and he agreed, so we're going to have him. Just so that everybody knows, System 2009 is very early this year. Typically, we do our seminars in late May. This year, we're doing it in March, so it's 2 months earlier. So do pay attention to that, because sometimes people think the seminar is going to be much later, and they wake up and it's over. So don't let that happen to you. Information about the system seminar can be found at thesystemseminar.com, and we'll be meeting March 27th through 29th. This is our annual event, and if you can join us, great. If not, take advantage of all these calls. We're designing these calls to be full of information and how-to that you can use immediately in your business. Gohar, your specialty is one of the most important ones in Internet marketing. It's a skill that everybody needs to have. The better you are at this particular skill, the more solid your business will be, the more money you'll make, and the more stable and bulletproof you'll be financially. It's one of those skills that has immediate and instant applicability to every single business on earth, whether it's online or offline. And I'm going to describe your business and make sure I'm describing it right. Basically, you take traffic and you convert it to information that marketers can use to make sales. In other words, you take the raw traffic, the clicks, the random people bouncing around the internet, and you convert that into a name, an email address, maybe some other data that helps a marketer know, hey, this guy was interested in tennis balls, or this guy was interested in snowshoes, or this guy was interested in sailboats, and then you pass that on to your clients.
Yeah, pretty much. I think you hit it right there, Ken. It's pretty much, I like to call it traffic brokering. I like to say as like kind of like an invisible middleman and just simply move traffic. My specialty is obviously buying the traffic from pay-per-click search engines like Google, Yahoo, and MSN and moving that traffic to CPA networks that house the advertisers who are interested in collecting these names, these emails, and these addresses, and any other kind of demographic information that they want. And that's essentially the game that I've been playing probably for the last 10 years now.
And we're going to talk about what a CPA network is and who these people are and how the whole business works. But so you're basically going from you're taking pay per click and turning it into pay per action and then getting paid for doing that.
Yeah, and pretty much the object of the game is to make sure that you're making more than you're spending and whatever's left over is your profit.
Gotcha. And we certainly know there's no shortage of inventory in terms of, I mean, if I kind of think of what you do as almost like gold mining. In other words, there's this big field out there, and there's a bunch of rocks, and somewhere in the rocks there's gold, you know. And your job is to dig through all those rocks and dig out the gold and pass the gold on to the goldsmith, you know, who's going to do something specific with it. And you know, sometimes people ask, well, gee, what field should I go into? What business should I go into? And you know, there's all kinds of businesses to go into on the internet, obviously, but if you want to go into a field, if there's something that you want to really master and understand, it's the process that Gohar does. Whether you do it the way he does it as a broker, his job is really clean and simple. He just takes the sort of the raw traffic that he buys from the pay-per-click networks. He entices the visitors into filling out a form, and then he sells that data off to marketers who don't have the skill or the time or the ability or the patience to do what he does. But whether you decide to follow Gohar in his particular method, this is the skill that everybody needs to have regardless of whatever business they go into. So obviously the amount of traffic out there is vast, and traffic by itself is not terribly valuable. This is, by the way, I'd like to talk on this for a second and get your opinion. Traffic is probably the, you know, for lack of a better word, the crack of Internet marketing, or it's the most, alluring and dramatic and dangerous and dangerous cognitively, in a sense, aspect of internet marketing. In other words, if somebody says traffic, I can get you traffic, a whole crowd forms around them instantly. And in my experience, and now we're going on 15 years, traffic's very important. Obviously, you got to have traffic to make anything happen. But it's the conversion of that traffic that has the most significance, because there's no shortage of traffic, but there is a drastic and ongoing shortage of people that know how to convert traffic profitably. Your comments on that?
No, I agree with you, Ken. I think when it comes down to, you know, making any kind of income on the internet, whether you're a corporation or you're doing it at a personal level, traffic really is the oxygen of any kind of advertising campaign. And I think it's very important, number one, that you get quality traffic, because, you know, there's a lot of fraudulent traffic out there, and that doesn't really help even if you can get a lot of it. What you need to get is you need to get good, cheap, quality traffic, and then develop sort of a conversion process that takes that quality traffic and actually converts it into whether it's a lead or a sale or whatever means that the merchant wants the traffic to convert for them. And, I mean, it's really two steps. One is to initially get the traffic, which I think a lot of people struggle with on the Internet. Even though there's a vast amount of traffic out there, a lot of people really don't know where to get it or how to get it. And, I mean, it's not like the Roman times where you'll build it and they will come. You have to build it, and then you got to really get it out there and advertise it, whether you use pay-per-click, Web 2.0, natural SEO, or any other means of traffic. And then, like you said, the other facet of that is the entire conversion process, which, you know, in the business I am, which is CPA, sometimes that can be a frustrating thing if the advertiser really isn't on target when it comes to the whole entire conversion process. I mean, you could generate all the traffic you want to a particular offer, but if the advertiser doesn't understand about the conversion process or creating a landing page that converts, it's really wasted traffic.
Gotcha. Now, there are, you just mentioned some of the different methods of generating traffic. My guess is you're capable, personally, of mastering any one of them. You know, but what I've also found is everybody in this business, generally, if they're going to personally get involved in a particular kind of traffic, they tend to specialize. In other words, you rarely see a great SEO person who's also deeply involved in pay-per-click. You know, on a hands-on basis. You'll rarely see a great social media person who is doing pay-per-click, and vice versa. You'll very rarely see somebody that's fully engaged in pay-per-click getting deeply involved in all the things that are required for SEO. Now, you've obviously chosen pay-per-click. What was your reasoning for going in that direction? I mean, a lot of it, I realize, is personal. Everybody has their own different aptitudes and interests and, you know, takes on things. But why you obviously think pay-per-click is superior for making things happen fast. What's the reason for that?
Well, probably because, Ken, you can actually buy traffic in about 15 minutes. And, I mean, when you can buy traffic from Google, Yahoo, and MSN, you can get a vast amount of traffic. I mean, there's, you know, billions of searches done every day on the major search engine. So, I mean, the market to grab traffic and get it to, you know, moving it to your landing pages, whether you're doing it through a CPA network or you're doing it to your own products, there's just so much out there. There's just so much out there that you can grab that makes pay-per-click much more lucrative than, you know, I mean, natural SEO, the allure of that is that it's free traffic, but then, I mean, it could take months to get a decent ranking, and even with months of, you know, putting effort or work into it, there's no guarantee that, you know, you'll get the results that you want. But with pay-per-click, you have a lot of control. As far as adjusting your bids, I mean, Google obviously is making it a little bit more complicated with, you know, their new algorithms and quality scores, because they're really gearing their pay-per-click advertisers more towards becoming better natural SEO, you know, advertisers based on the pay-per-click side. That's where I see Google going. But putting that aside, I just think pay-per-click is the fastest way to generate traffic other than other means. Except that the only other traffic method I can really think that, you know, provides instant traffic is pay-per-view traffic or email traffic.
And did you say pay-per-view?
Yeah, this is an acronym that I coined about 2 years ago, Ken. I stumbled upon a traffic method that in some cases can be a little bit more powerful than pay-per-click, but it's very, very dangerous, and it has to do with contextual, buying contextual or adware traffic. And I've been, you know, doing that and concentrating that on the PPC side, kind of mirroring the two because they both are both very related to each other. So whatever you learn from PPC, you can really apply it to PPV, which is pay-per-view. And whatever you learn from pay-per-view, you can really apply it to PPC. And this is kind of some of the stuff that I might touch upon at the system seminar.
Okay, great. And it's advanced stuff. In other words,
I wouldn't say it's overly advanced, but I would say that if you don't know what you're going to do, you're going to get burnt a lot harder than you would on PPC.
Okay, gotcha. So it's not where you start. It's where you migrate to after you get good at PPC and understand all the ins and outs of that.
I don't think you necessarily have to be PPC expert. I can tell you one thing. It really would help. It really does. It would help, but you don't have to be a PPC expert.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the things that protects PPC advertisers or PPV advertisers, and this isn't really brought up enough, but it's critically important, is the ability to track what's actually going on with your buys. And Google has come out with some fantastic tools, Google Website Optimizer, also the Google Tracking Program. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but I know you know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about the conversion tracking within Google and Yahoo and MSN, where you can track your conversions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the basic tool that's built into it. And then, of course, we're going to have a couple of experts on Google Website Optimizer, but also on we're going to have Timothy Seward from ROI Revolution. And Timothy's business is basically making sure that people that are making big ad buys, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a month range, know the profitability or lack of profitability of every single ad buy they make. And then teaching and assisting companies in tracking the value of those ad buys all the way through their marketing systems. So it becomes very easy once you set that kind of a thing up, because then you can throw away your losers. You know, you instantly realize, gee, this ad's costing me a lot of money and not making any money. And then you can say, well, wow, look, this ad's making money like crazy. Speaking of making money like crazy, one of your methods is to go beyond Google AdWords. So you're obviously very good at Google AdWords, but you also are taking advantage of the other pay-per-click networks. And not many people are doing that. Why have you chosen to make the effort and to extend yourself into these other networks?
Well, you never want to put all your eggs in one basket, Ken. With Google constantly changing the algorithm, one day you might have a swing in traffic, the next day it might drop, especially if you're doing a lot of the stuff on the content network. Search is a little bit more stable, but once they kind of change their algorithm, your quality score could drop, and all of a sudden your impressions drop. Whereas with Yahoo and MSN, their quality scores are not as stringent. So, I mean, you can just, you know, dump in keyword after keyword and keep running them on Yahoo and MSN. And believe it or not, in some cases, I find the quality of the traffic from MSN and Yahoo sometimes outperforms Google. So you definitely want to diversify. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And you kind of want to go beyond Google, because I think, you know, you everybody's too absorbed with Google this, Google that, Google this, but there's a world of traffic, really, really a large world of traffic outside of Google. And I think the reason why some people won't go beyond Google is just because Google is so quick and fast and easy to set up, where Yahoo and MSN are a little bit more cumbersome. But, if people are willing to put in the effort to start building campaigns on MSN and Yahoo, and I mean, it's not as difficult if you use their bulk upload features, where you can, you know, dump everything into a spreadsheet and simply upload it to their system. You can get stuff running fairly quick on Yahoo and MSN. You just really have to put a little bit more effort into it.
Gotcha. Since you pretty much spend your days experimenting with and testing and seeing the results of various conversion tactics and strategies. In other words, you buy the traffic, you direct it to your page. Your page is designed to inspire somebody to stop, fill out a form, and press send. Can you give some of the things that you've learned, some of the big lessons that you've extracted from your experience, things that people should pay attention to, mistakes that people should avoid, maybe even some things that might surprise people.
Well, one of the things, Ken, that I'm going to touch on at System Seminar, and I think that anybody who's listening to the call or who's going to be at the seminar should really kind of pay close attention to what I'm going to say, because I think it's a gold mine of information, and it took me years to finally, you know, act upon something that I knew in the back of my mind I should be doing. And I think one of the biggest mistakes, especially people get into this game, is that they will, you know, they'll literally pour in keyword after keyword, and they'll, you know, they'll try to start, especially affiliate marketers, who are notorious for jumping from one affiliate program to another affiliate program until they get the results they achieve, is that you know, you don't want to get too caught up in, you know, throwing up so many things and trying to monitor what's working, what's not working. Here's an example, Ken. I mean, I've been running certain campaigns on Google for the last maybe, let's say, 3 or 4 years consistently. So over the last 3 or 4 years, I've got enough information, enough data to look at in my pay-per-click campaigns and actually extract what I call money keywords, and that's keywords that I know have consistently converted for me year after year after year. And I think it was maybe about last year I started thinking about this, and I started thinking, well, you know what, Google, Yahoo, MSN, they give you all this information. They tell you what keywords are converting for you. And if you know a certain keyword or a key phrase converts for you, whatever you're promoting year after year after year, why wouldn't you take that keyword and look beyond pay-per-click with that particular keyword or key phrase and start generating traffic from other sources of traffic besides PPC? I'm talking like things like natural SEO or, you know, building a Squidoo lens or a hub page or a blog revolving around those keywords, because you know those keywords are good performers. So why wouldn't you start looking outside of pay-per-click? And that's kind of where I'm kind of headed in, is it's looking beyond, you know, pay-per-click. Instead of setting up campaign after campaign after campaign, it's taking existing winning campaigns and really expanding them beyond pay-per-click. And there's more than just natural SEO. I mean, there's article writings revolving around, you know, the keywords you're using. There's, you know, domain strategies revolving around keywords that, you know, perform for you. And that's really... that if, you know, people who are listening to this call or people who are going to be at System Seminar, I mean, if you, you know, have enough data intelligence to realize that this keyword is converting for you at 100% ROI, take that keyword and go beyond PPC. Go all
Great.
All different facets of you know, of marketing those particular, you know, money-making keywords.
Great advice. If I were to summarize that, it's go deep. You know, instead of you know, in other words, if you find something that works, go deep with it. Don't just stay at the surface level.
Just take that and really scale it up or ramp it up.
Gotcha. You know, it's funny. Boy, it was nine years ago. I don't know if you know who Jonathan Mizell is, but when pay per click was pay per click. And by the way, we should clarify this, because there's some, you know, sometimes we have brand new listeners. The phrase is pay per click, and basically what it means is you buy, but it is fairly simple once you learn the rules, you buy ads on search engines for results for particular keywords. So if somebody searches the word oranges, and you happen to sell oranges, you'll buy an ad so that your ad appears on Google. It'll appear on the right-hand side, or if you're looking on the top. And that will be all about your company, and it's limited to 4 lines. And you don't pay a thing for that ad until somebody clicks on it. That's the pay-per-click. Anyway, about 9 years ago, when pay-per-click was pretty much new, and a lot of then-veteran internet marketers didn't understand it, some mistrusted it, Jonathan Mizell and I did a recording called the rollout formula, I think it was. And what we suggested was start with pay-per-click, and then when you find a winner in pay-per-click, just keep doing exactly what you're advising, which is, you know, go to natural SEO, go to article writing, go to JVs. I mean, this is the principle really for all internet marketing, and which is what makes internet marketing, I just think it's a peerless business. I don't think there's anything that can compare. You get an idea, you can test it very fast, like today. You know, to get the idea today, you can actually be getting traffic and testing conversion strategies today. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg. You don't have to mortgage the farm. You don't have to put yourself at great financial risk. You don't even have to put in lots and lots of time. You could do a couple of hours a day to build it up. And probably you won't hit a home run the first time. Some people get lucky. I mean, Gore, I'm sure you know, and I know guys that stumbled on virtually magic AdWords combinations and are making just crazy amounts of money. And my friend Timothy Seward at ROI Revolution, who basically teaches Google Analytics and conversion strategies, he's got some clients like that, guys that walk in the door that are doing 20, 30,000, 40,000 a month who don't even track their ad results. Now, we're not advising that. I'm not encouraging that. But that kind of stuff can happen. However, don't bet on it. It's a little bit like winning the lottery. But what you can bet on is you can start small. You can start with very low cost, very low time commitment, and you can start to sort of feel your way around in the market. And you will come across, as Gore said, things that that look promising. Your data will start to show that, wow, this keyword just converts like a bandit. This is fantastic. And then now you know the exact direction in which to expand your business. See, a lot of businesses, first of all, they take a lot of time to get started, or they take a huge financial commitment to get started, and then you're kind of set in stone. You know, you start a retail store somewhere, or you start a distributorship, or you get involved in rental properties, or whatever it might be. You're making this huge commitment, which kind of sets you in one place and makes it very hard to move. The internet's the exact opposite. It's very nimble, it's very flexible, it's very quick. It lets you find out what's really going on. And then it tells you exactly how to expand. I mean, let's say you have a retail store and it's doing well. That's good. That tells you have a good conversion model for people that walk in the door. But that doesn't tell you where to put the next store. You may put it in the wrong place, which could be catastrophic. Whereas on the internet, if you have a keyword that's working, you know it's going to work in natural SEO. You know it's going to work in articles. You know it's going to work in social networks. You know it's going to work in a blog that's based on that. On that keyword complex, you're not guessing anymore because you have the data which you accumulated very inexpensively, and you know there's always risk in business. You know, you're risking your time, you're risking the small amount of money you put in, but if you compare the risks required in other businesses to this kind of business, it's just there's never been anything like it, and it's why 15 years after first stumbling on it myself, I'm perennially and perpetually enthusiastic about it. And let's talk about something that you mentioned, which might be important, which is this issue of fraudulent traffic. That sort of jumped out at me. Companies that, acquire traffic or they're sold traffic, and it turns out not to be of much value. Can you give examples of that, or what more precisely you're talking about?
Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, Ken, you're well aware of this, you know, AdSense craze and how profitable it is for some people and non-profitable for others. It's basically Google's publisher program where they allow you to place ads on your website, and if anybody clicks on it, then you'd get a percentage of, you know, whatever the click value was. Well, who are the people who are advertising? It's obviously the Google advertisers who are advertising on Google AdWords content network that are paying for these clicks. And I guess the allure of Google AdSense is that you can, you know, throw these ads on your web page. Google will optimize it for your content, throw relevant ads, and you'll get clicks and you'll share. But unfortunately, in the past, some, you know, people who think that it's an easy way to make money have gone about clicking on their own ads to try to make money. And when somebody clicks on their own ad on their publisher website, that doesn't really help the advertiser because they have no interest in filling out, you know, whether it's a lead generation or a sale. They're only interested in making sure they get a cut of the click. Now, I know Google has, you know, some features in there to prevent that from happening and punishing publishers who do, but I've been still reading articles on there's companies in, you know, Romania and India, full-blown companies that all they do is they hire people to click on Google, you know, AdSense ads all day. It's not that hard to set up the technology to rotate IP addresses so that Google has a hard time finding out where the fraudulent traffic is coming from or shutting down these fraudulent sources. So there's, you know, anytime you have something as good as, you know, content network traffic where it's in the hands of publishers, you're going to have people who are going to try to take advantage of that. Now, as far as fraudulent traffic, Google probably has the best technology to prevent that, followed by Yahoo and MSN. But when you start getting into the second-tier search engines, Ken, such as like, you know, LookSmart, Ask.com, and, you know, Findology, and, you know, 7Search, it's very difficult to, you know, to stop the fraudulent traffic from coming in, and that's really just a component of your bid price on these second-tier search engines. That, you know, you really got to drop your bids to, you know, offset the fraudulent traffic. Hope you just convert enough that you make a, you squeak out a profit. So, I mean, that's the issue with the fraudulent traffic these days.
Gotcha. Let's go back to conversion. I mean, that is sort of your stock and trade. You're buying clicks low. You're value adding through your conversion process, and then you're selling that data high. And as long as your clicks cost you less than you're getting for the finished product, you're in great shape. So, what have you learned, you know, in terms of principles about conversion, you know, things that you pay attention to? Are there any, you know, formulas that you use every time? What is an ideal conversion page? How is it structured? What are you thinking about when you're creating a conversion page? These kind of things that might be really helpful, because a lot of folks, especially beginners, you know, they're working through all these different issues, getting the traffic, you know, first finding the market, then getting the traffic, then converting the traffic. And I find one of the places people get stuck is when they're looking at this blank page. And, all right, they know how to get the traffic for a particular keyword. They know there's value in getting that person to fill out a form. Okay, how do you get people to fill out forms, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, in the game that I play of traffic brokering, there's the two things you can do. Either you can directly link right to the advertiser's landing page, or you can create your own landing page. That's kind of a bridge page between the ad in Google, Yahoo, MSN, and then the call to action to click through on your landing page to the advertiser's website. But either way, both landing pages, whether it's the advertiser's landing page or my own landing pages, there's really six key things that I look for, Ken, and the key factors are that number one is, you know, I'll quickly name them right off here, all the six factors, and then just quickly brief you on each one. The key factors I look for are the headline of the landing page, the clarity of the landing page, the relevance, any scarcity, the social proof, and finally the call to action. And because I'm dealing in lead generation, one of the key criteria is that I prefer to have the form above the fold. So when somebody lands on the advertiser's landing page, filling in any information, whether it's an email or a zip code submit or a short form submit, is ideally above the fold, because that'll convert better. Just to touch on the six things, the headline, I mean, we've been doing internet marketing long enough, Ken, to realize that the headline is really responsible for 80% of whether the person is going to go on or not. So I look for a really compelling headline on the page that I think that'll attract the visitor. Then I look for clarity. You could send somebody to a landing page, but if you throw everything at them in mumbo jumbo and they can't understand what the offer is, you're going to have a hard time converting them. Then I look at the relevance. I mean, that's really, you know, geared towards what ad you've written, what keywords you've bidded on, and just make sure that the page you're sending them to is really relevant, so that you're keeping the flow going, that when the person sees your ad, they click on the ad, they go to the landing page, everything is, you know, still pretty much is relevant to what they're assuming that they're going to see on the other side. Then I look at scarcity. Is there any kind of scarcity tactics that the advertisers use, such as, like, you know, a free trial offer, only 75 left? Because, I mean, scarcity works well in internet marketing from, you know, all the product launches that we've been inundated with in the last few years that have used the scarcity tactic. It seems to work, and now anytime you're doing this in the CPA market where people are not aware of these tactics, it works very, very well. Then I look for things like social proof, which is simply testimonials. You know, when you're promoting like a dieting product or like, you know, colon cleanse lead generation product, testimonials always help those particular offers. And then, you know, finally, the last thing I mentioned, Ken, was a call to action. people, I guess, I don't know why, but I think people do or perform an action a lot faster or at a higher level if you tell them what to do. Even though if it's obvious, even, you know, every banner that I have my, you know, my administrative assistant or I outsource to have created, I tell them, always put click here on the banner, and they always come back to me and they say, isn't that kind of obvious? I say, not to everybody. Not to everybody. So I look at a landing page to say, this is the call to action, do it. You know, click here, order now, or whatever it is.
And I hope everybody's really listening and taking this very seriously, because it is really important. I've seen the late Gary Halbert, one of the great direct mail copywriters of all time, talk about this one issue for 2 hours straight. The issue of making sure that you are crystal clear about what you want the prospect to do. This is not a trivial matter. This is not one of those throwaways. It's not filler. We're not using this to, you know, fill up the call. This is so, so important. And if anybody wants to boost their conversion, like right now, take a look at your landing pages and make an effort to spell out exactly what you want the visitor to do, maybe to a degree that you think is excessive, and watch your conversion rates. I'm gonna put it out on the line here. Watch them explode, because you'd be amazed how much traffic you're missing. Because people land on the page, they go, "Wow, this is cool," but they don't, for whatever reason, they don't see exactly what it is you want them to do. If they don't see what you want them to do, they won't do it. So, a little sidebar there. Okay, and then I hope I didn't throw you off. What's the next item in the list?
No, that was the final item was the call to action. I know I kind of zipped through them, but I just wanted, those are kind of the key factors as far as the landing pages are concerned. And for the people who are actually getting into the traffic brokering game or the CPA game, and you're creating your own landing page, kind of follow this criteria. That's, you know, a good headline. Make sure the offer is clear, relevant. Maybe put in an element of scarcity, you know, social proof. And then finally, like you said, call to action. And don't ask them to do the call to action. Tell them to do the call to action. So you don't say, you know, like, please click here to do this. Or you kind of say, click here now. And you kind of make it seem obvious that that's the next logical step and that they're going to do it. And you'll see that your conversions are going to go up. And sometimes what I've noticed is that, especially in the pay-per-click marketing game, and I mentioned this earlier on the call, Ken, that some advertisers really don't understand this when they create their landing page. So I'm almost forced to create my own landing page to kind of pre-sell the prospect on the CPA offer on the next side, because I know that if I send them directly to the CPA offer, that I'm going to lose the opt-in. So by creating a landing page, I've noticed that in some cases my conversion rates do go up, although, you know, you would think that creating a bridge page is going to drop conversions, but in some cases it has increased it.
Wow. Yeah, there are a lot of bright, successful marketers with really good businesses who, for whatever reason, just have never learned these very important things. So they may have a great business. They may be selling like crazy. They're able to acquire. They have the funds to acquire all kinds of traffic, but they just don't know these pretty straightforward rules, or they don't, if they do know them, they don't believe they're real. Gore listed right there was basically direct marketing 101. Not to understate the importance of it, you know, calling it 101, but it's sort of the fundamental stuff you must get right. If you get that right, everything flows. If you are missing those elements, or you know, all of them, or one of them even, you're going to find it's like a bump in the road or a hole in the road. You know, you're creating an obstacle where one doesn't need to exist. And we should probably say that, you know, creativity is wonderful, and you should definitely, you know, use your creativity and enhance your own creativity. But when it comes to these kinds of pages, what you're really trying to get is clarity. You know, am I? You know, you're because your visitor is asking a couple of questions when he or she lands on the page. Am I on the right page? Is this? Where's the thing that I wanted to see when I clicked on this ad? What's going on here? You know, why should I stay? And why should I do anything? And these are the kinds of questions that you want to make sure that your landing page is answering instantly with crystal clear clarity. And just doing that alone, without getting creative, without needing a PhD, without needing to be a business genius, you know, you don't need any of those things to see dramatic increases in your conversion rates just by following the principles that Gower laid out. The six principles are very, very good guidelines for landing pages and direct marketing. Hey, let's talk about, we've used the term CPA. Some people may think we're talking about certified public accountants. But there's this whole world. Most people are aware of natural search. Most people at this point are aware of pay-per-click. Social media is now very well known as a traffic source. Most people are aware of affiliate marketing. They're aware of, you know, selling their own products directly. They're aware of drop shipping products. What is this CPA thing, and can you describe the world of CPA? I mean that literally, because there is this whole almost alternative universe in internet marketing that a lot of people don't even know exists, and yet it's huge. It's got a lot of its own conferences, big conferences. I've seen photographs of you with, I don't know, 24 almost different big players on the buy side. It's a very interesting industry, and it's one that a lot of our listeners may have no exposure to. So can you, first of all, what is CPA, and how does one plug into the CPA world, and what is that world once you're plugged in?
Well, basically CPA stands for cost per action or cost per acquisition, and basically, I mean, everybody understands the three basic revenue models on the internet. That's, you know, either you do cost per click, or which is kind of the Google AdSense side, or you make money with cost per sale, which is, you know, you sell a product and you make a cut of it, or cost per action. And what that means is basically if you can get, you know, somebody to fill out a lead generation form, you can get paid almost as high as $100 a lead. And that's basically the allure of this business probably is that there's really no barriers to entry. All you really need is a bit of ambition and a credit card, and you can get started on buying traffic from, you know, anything like a pay-per-click search engine and driving it to CPA offers. Now, you know, with CPA offers, the way it happens is, and I think really in the last couple of years, the business of CPA is now really coming into mainstream internet marketing, and I think that's with a multitude of courses coming out in the internet marketing world that's making people aware of this alternative universe that is so lucrative. And I mean, the amount of money that you can make is, you know, most for some people it's obscene that you can make sometimes more in a month than you would an entire year, and in some cases some people are making more in a day than some people making an entire year. And what happens is the way that the business works is that you have, and there's literally hundreds of them on the internet, it's called a CPA network. And what these networks do is they work kind of as a clearinghouse between the advertisers and the affiliates. So what they'll do is a particular network will go out and they'll get like 100 different advertisers in a wide variety of different industries. It could be in the, you know, the health industry, the beauty industry, all the way to, you know, the home renovation industry. And what they'll do is they'll house all these different advertiser offers on their own CPA platform. And affiliates can join, otherwise known as publishers, and they can pull these offers with their unique affiliate ID. And then they can start promoting it all over the internet. And anytime a prospect fills out one of these offers, the publisher will get a lead commission from the advertiser. Now, what the advertiser does is the advertiser pays the network, and the network might take a cut of that lead and then pay out the affiliate. So, for example, let's say an affiliate is promoting a home renovation offer. The advertiser might pay the network $10 for every lead, whereas the network will pay publisher $8 for every lead that's generated. So the network kind of takes a cut, and it ranges between 20-25% of the CPA offer's lead value that the advertiser is paying for, and then they'll pay the affiliate the remainder 80%. And that 20% cut is basically to run the network, to, you know, take care of any of their administration costs and things like that, and make a little bit of profit at the end. And that's ideally how the game is played, and even the barriers to entry to becoming a CPA network are so small. You can have a full-blown CPA network for less than $10,000. So that's the allure of that kind of area, is that you can kind of set up your own CPA network, and then you, instead of you having to worry about the traffic, you just have to go out and get the publishers and let them drive the traffic, and you simply just skim off the lead commission that you get off the advertiser. And that's basically, in such a simple nutshell, is how the CPA industry really works, Ken, is that, you know, you have advertisers on one side, you got the CPA networks in the middle, and you have the publishers on the final side. And it's, the CPA network kind of keeps the balance between the advertisers and the publishers.
Gotcha. So if I'm an advertiser and I'm saying, God, you know, I'm not selling enough tennis rackets, what am I going to do? You know, you hear about the existence of these CPA networks, you knock on their door and they say, oh yeah, we've got plenty of tennis racket traffic. You know, we'll hook you up. And then on the other side, people like yourself who are buying traffic and converting it, you come to the CPA networks as well and say, well, what do you need? What kind of traffic do you need? What's the demand for? What's paying well? And you get that information from the CPA network. Is that pretty much the relationship that's going on?
Yeah, that's the relationship. I mean, it's so easy. You just log into your CPA interface, and you know, you can pretty much scroll through all the different offers. I mean, like you said, it can be a tennis lead generation where maybe there's a national tennis club looking for leads into their tennis coaching program, and they put up an offer paying, you know, like $6 for 4 fields, name, email, phone number, gender, and they're willing to pay you $4. And you're like, you know what, I think I can get enough tennis traffic from Google, Yahoo, MSN, and drive it to this offer, and every time it converts, that, you know, you make money. And it could be that, you know, you could be going on Google, and for every 10 prospects you're sending, one is converting into a lead, so you're making, you know, a 40 cent EPC, and EPC is basically an earnings per click. And all you really have to do after that, and I know I'm saying this in such simplified terms, is adjust your bids under 40%, and anything between, the spread between, you know, your cost per click and your earnings per click is basically your profit as far as the publisher side is concerned.
Gotcha. Now these networks, these CPA networks, can get pretty big, and some of them have their own events or they meet at big events. Can you give an example? Because I know that you attend these, and you develop, this business is a little unusual too in the fact that you develop a lot of close relationships with various CPA networks. So you're not somebody who's just buying traffic and selling stuff and operating out of your house. I mean, you may have the little office at your house, I don't know, but the point is there's a lot of, I don't know, you have a lot of interaction with people. I've noticed. So, for instance, when you go to these conferences, you seem to know, you know, your CPA rep, and the CPA rep knows you, and there's a whole business relationship going on. We're mutually supportive. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, when you join a CPA network, one of the first things to happen is you're actually assigned a personal affiliate or a personal account manager who manages your daily account. So right off the bat, there's a relationship there. It's not like it's not like ClickBank or Commission Junction where you don't have any interaction with anybody. As soon as you sign up to a CPA network, you're assigned a dedicated account manager who will probably, you know, either instant message you or email you or call you on the phone almost within days to get you to start generating traffic. And with the CPA account managers, they have a vested interest in you because they actually get a portion of all the traffic that you also generate to the network and all the leads you convert. So they have a vested interest in seeing that you succeed. And because of that, you do start developing a close relationship with your affiliate manager. And with CPA networks, anytime that you can get a super affiliate who can drive thousands of dollars in CPA commissions a day to your network, they will kind of literally bend over backwards for you to make sure that you're happy by giving you the highest payouts, you know, showering you with gifts and just making sure you're a happy affiliate, because with so many CPA networks on the Internet, it's a very, very competitive market now. Because there's only a certain amount of pool of advertisers to pull from. So CPA networks really, you know, they try to take care of their affiliates very, very well, and that's why you see all these close relationships. When people go to these major conferences such as Affiliate Summit and AdTech, where the advertisers are there, the CPA networks are there, and a lot of affiliates go to this stuff to meet up with the CPA networks and further the relationship as far as sending traffic to the networks.
Okay, great. And we haven't really talked about money specifically, and I tend not to like to, you know, sensationalize any aspect of Internet marketing because it, at the end of the day, it's a business. But it is realistic and true to say that if you get this stuff right, it is way lucrative. Can you give examples of some stories that you're aware of, either from your own experience or people in the industry, to give people an idea of how far one can take this when one gets all the elements right?
Yeah, I have, I record success stories for, you know that I run my own course, Pay-Per-Click Formula, which teaches people about this, and I have recorded a number of success stories of people who are now making, you know, 5 to 6 figures a month from driving traffic from pay-per-click to CPA offers. And I guess probably one of the biggest success stories comes out of, I'm sure you heard of the arbitrage conspiracy launch.
Tell us about it.
It's a PPC to CPA course that was released by two individuals who are pay-per-click formula students. So
okay.
These guys were their claim is that they generate anywhere from about $200,000 to $250,000 a day in CPA commissions. So I mean, you add that, if they can do that consistently, that adds up to a lot of money by the end of the year. We're talking, you know, $50-60 million.
Now, certainly the business is out there. I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the call. The volume of traffic available is vast. The number of companies that are willing and able and ready to spend significant money to get qualified data, you know, not just visits to the page, but actual real data is vast. So there's certainly a lot of room to extract a lot of revenue here. That's some pretty big money. Now, I'm assuming to get to that level, like to get to that kind of level in any business, we're talking pretty significant infrastructure and, you know, employees and kind of a little empire there. But let's say somebody they just want to make a good, solid living. They don't want to, you know, be hiring a staff of thousands or even a staff at all. What have you seen people that are keeping it down to earth and small do?
I see people consistently part-time doing anywhere between, and this is part-time, this is people with full-time jobs doing roughly between $20,000 to $30,000 a month gross commissions with maybe about a 50% take-home. So they're you know, consistently doing $15,000 in extra income per month on a part-time level, whereas I've had other students who might put in a little bit more effort, might do it for maybe 4 or 5 hours a day who, you know, like you said, Ken, sometimes you hit the right combination of keywords and the right offer, and they're doing $10,000 a day, taking home $5,000 a day. But I think for some people who want to be able to, you know, not put too much effort into this, I mean, even consistently at putting 10 hours a week or 5 to 10 hours a week, I think it's reasonable to say that if you do it right, you should be able to cover your mortgage or your car payment fairly quick if you're doing it right.
Gotcha. And, to be realistic, the people that do well at this probably have, you know, certain aptitudes and certain interests. For instance, if somebody doesn't like to keep track of numerical detail, probably not the best business for them. I'm just guessing.
If you want to get into making a ton of money with pay-per-click to CPA, and I'm talking about, you know, these guys who are generating millions of dollars per month, one of the biggest misconceptions that people have to understand is that don't think that these guys, and I know for a fact that a lot of guys who are generating this kind of money, they don't live the typical affiliate lifestyle where they're on surfboards all day, you know, they spend an hour on their campaign in the afternoon and then they go to the movies and then they hang out with their girlfriend at night. It's not the case. Most of the serious players in this game are really putting in 14 to 15 hours a day, and that's with a full staff and technology in place. I mean, I've seen some of these guys, and, you know, some of them can barely walk because they're so tired. But that's if
you're taking it to the absolute max where you're making what I would consider crazy money.
Yeah, I mean, it's not realistic for people who have, you know, I mean, most of these guys who are pushing these kind of significant numbers are single guys, Ken, who can afford to put 15 hours a day. But for guys like me who are married with kids and, you know, it's just not feasible to put that kind of time or effort into it to you know, make those significant amount of money. I mean, even on a part-time level, I still do six figures per month. which has been pretty consistent over the last few years. So it is possible even without a full-blown staff and without having to put in 10, 15 hours a day to still consistently do, you know, a considerable amount of volume per month. And like I said, to cover a car or mortgage payment, you only really need to put in 5, 10 hours a week. And that's, I think, what most people are simply looking for, especially on the Internet, Ken. A lot of the people who are new on the Internet, they're just screaming, I need an alternative source of income just to cover my mortgage or to cover my car payment. Because, I mean, this year in the U.S. doesn't look like it's going to be a good year. And it's already, I'm up here in Canada. We're kind of feeling the effects of the auto industry and things like that with a lot of plant closures. But, I mean, it's not going to be a good year. But, I mean, the beauty of Internet marketing is you're really in control of your own destiny, Ken. I mean, it's really up to you as far as how much effort you want to put into to generate an income off of the Internet. And playing the PPC to CPA game is just another facet of making money on the Internet. It's all, you know, at the end of the day, it's all an outcome of the effort that you put in. And obviously, you know, you have to do it right. I mean, you can't, I mean, like you said, there's guys who come to the conferences who make, you know, 30, 40 grand a month who have not done any tracking. So it is possible if you're not very numerical to make money in this game. But I'll tell you, if you understand numbers and you understand tracking and all and conversion process and all that, it makes it a lot more easier and a lot more easier to make a lot more money.
Great, great. And, you know, whether somebody wants to do the CPC, the CPA business specifically, or just wants to explore opportunities on the Internet, the experience and the expertise that you've gathered through doing lots and lots basically, you know, traffic buys and conversions, it's the core skill for anything you'd ever want to do on the Internet. And that's one of the reasons we're so glad that you're going to join us again this year at System 2009. The Internet marketing can seem overwhelming, it can seem confusing, and like anything, you know, you build it one day at a time, there's really no way to, you know, instantly grasp everything and instantly have a business running in day one. However, there's just a handful of things that you have to get right. One of them is buying traffic. You know, when it comes to pay-per-click buying, you know as much about that as anybody on earth, especially going beyond Google. The other skill that's critical is, you know, when people land on your page, getting them to do something. Again, something that where you're expert. Those two skills right there are gold. And if you're good at them, you will succeed in this business. Guaranteed, practically. But I'm amazed at how often people get training or they get involved in things on the Internet or they do things on the Internet and they neglect to master those two skills, you know, getting really good at driving the traffic, in your case buying it, and getting really good at converting the traffic. So for everybody that's thinking about coming to System 2009, just give you a rundown of what we're going to have. In addition to Goer talking about his business and the things that he's learned, we're going to have a visitor from Google, Trevor Claiborne. He's the product manager for System Website Optimizer. That's their great testing tool that they give away now. The great thing about Trevor is before he became product manager of the Website Optimizer, he was in the AdWords department, and his job was to go around and explain AdWords strategies to small businesses. So we've got pretty close to the ideal guy from Google, and he's going to be talking about all the data that Google has about what works and what doesn't work. And if you think Google doesn't have data, you know, they've got all the traffic in the world and they've got a complex of PhDs analyzing things. And last year we had a talk by Tim Leung, which was very interesting, and Google actually showed us their own test results on some of their most famous pages, and it was eye-opening to me. We're also bringing two of our really superb faculty from the UK. I went over and did a seminar there in London this year. Those guys are way out there. They are really advanced. And we're bringing two from London, Ben Jessen and Carl Blanks. Carl, literally a rocket scientist, teamed up with Ben Jessen, an internet marketer, and they've got one of the top conversion consulting firms in the UK, really the world, but their base is in the UK. They don't take on any clients that are doing less than $10 million a year in sales, and they've learned a lot, and they're bringing that knowledge to us at System 2009. We're also going to have Timothy Seward, who was one of the guys that Google called. Google called in seven people to reveal the Google Analytics program before they launched it. And Timothy was one of the guys they called in to say, hey, take a look at this. Help us explain this to the world. And Timothy's got amazing stories of AdWords conversions and businesses built on that. We're also going to have Sean D'Souza from New Zealand, who's got a very interesting approach to info marketing and building info marketing businesses. He buys no clicks. He does SEO, but you know, it's not focused SEO. He's not deliberately doing SEO. He's just doing everything right and getting some SEO benefits from that. He does no affiliate programs. He does none of the things that one would think you need to do. He does no joint ventures. And yet his business grows every year and is very efficient and very fun for him and his wife to operate. And he's going to be there with us. We're going to have Perry Marshall, the grand master of Google AdWords, who taught so many of us how to, you know, cut through all the haze and confusion of AdWords and make it work. We're going to have Kim Duszynski, a system grad, who's become a real master in the art of mobile marketing using cell phones. And that is an up-and-coming new marketing channel. Nobody understands it. Very few people are using it, and Kim is way ahead of the curve on this, and she's going to bring us all up to speed on that. And then finally, we're going to have James Martel, also from Canada, who is a very good web publisher, been around, this is his 10th year in internet marketing, brilliant at natural SEO, brilliant at creating web publications that make money. And doing it pretty painlessly. James used to be a house builder contractor, so you know he knows all about how to get complicated things built with a lot of people involved very quickly and very efficiently. He's going to be sharing some of that with us. So that's System 2009. It's March 27th through 29th. To register, go to thesystemseminar.com or just get more information and read up on what we're doing. And if you can come, great. We always love to see new people come out. We certainly love to see old friends rejoin us. If you can't come, not the end of the world. We'll be here hopefully in the years to come. However, by the way, this is our 15th year of doing live events, and this is our 7th year of calling it the System Seminar. But whether you come to the event or not, please take care of these to take advantage of these free calls. I think you see from this one. This was a real education in an area of internet marketing that most people don't even have a clue exists. You learn some important strategies for improving your conversion, whether or not you go into the CPC, the CPA business. You learned about the existence of CPA networks and the potential there, and you learn about a whole bunch of other things that I think will help you in your business. So, Tawdry, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us again. Do me a favor, spell your name so people that want to look you up on the internet can easily find you and find out more about what you're up to.
Sure. My first name is Gauher. It's G-A-U-H-E-R. Last
name
would be. Sorry.
Let me just get that. G-A-U-H-E-R. Okay.
Last name is Chaudhry, C-H-A-U-D-H-R-Y.
Okay. And just to say that one more time, C-H-A-U.
Mm-hmm. D-H-R-Y.
D-H-R-Y. Great. And there's a lot of
people
information.
Want to find me, they can simply just go to paperclickformula.com.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm in the pre-launch phase for Paperclick Formula 2.0, or they can access my newsletter, which is coolcasheezine.com, which I have been publishing for the last 12 years, if they're interested in getting more information on marketing. But thanks for having me on the call, Ken. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you in Chicago.
Great. I'll see you there. Thanks a lot.
Okay, then.